Okay.
That's quite right. You are feeling more energetic, I take it.
Yes.
Yes, Kiri's analogy of trickle charge seems to be a very wise one.
Alma, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you live with Kiri, Tia, and...
No, I don't. I live on in the same community, but I do not.
You live on Mars?
I live on fifth dimensional Mars.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. As they do also. Mm-hmm. That is why we are in the same room.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well,
mm-hmm.
Do timelines, parallel timelines, split up? Are they completely separate from current timeline?
Yes.
There is no interaction whatsoever.
No, none at all. Why?
Well, I'm wondering. Maybe.
Yes, I understand.
All right. Now. I want to ask about MetaConcert and when we can
yes,
start.
That will be started next time we have an extra adult personage. However, it would be useful to pass on the knowledge to the young ones for when they are ready to join in with the group mind.
Okay. At present, they're just sources of energy.
Correct. Which
so
will
that's
be
not tough to train them anyway.
Which will be dealt with by Kara in a minute. There is a problem developing. That needs to be nipped in the bud.
Okay. Is we can cut this short then for ourselves?
No. No, she will deal with it on tape.
Okay. Great. Okay. Being as I refuse to say next question or last question.
Yes. And that does remind
me. I know. I owe you 20 push-ups.
30 push-ups for the delay.
We checked out the tape.
Yes, 30 for the delay. Russ and myself have had this ongoing bet that he would never say last question or final question or anything of that ilk. And if he did, it would be 20 press-ups. As there has been a delay, it is 30 press-ups now.
Well, I need the workout anyway. Okay. I'll do this. Last question.
Okay.
Okay. I feel brave tonight. Mark
Which
and
is
I
a far, far better thing that he has done than he has done before. It is a far, far better exercise that he goes to than he has needed before.
Okay. Mark and I are discussing the races of Atlantis, the seven races. And we went through, we were spotting which ones are still on, you know, this planet as far as cell in its original form. One we spot, Mark spotted, was the Bath Society in the Pyrenees. The next was the Wookiees, or we'll call them Big Feet. The next would be the Red race. We had the Yellow race. And then we also saw that possible race of elves. Now, was that one of the races?
No.
It was not.
No.
Where did they fit?
The elves were a race that had survived from another time.
Oh, I see. Thank you, Omar.
Mm-hmm.
Would they be classified the same as fairies, Omar?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to suspend the rule of exercise for the last question, because I'm going to make a comment.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you counted six races.
Mm-hmm. The seventh race?
Yes.
The brown race?
No. They come from the dark skin race. You have, of the seven races that are still around, the race that is the beaver, the race that is now termed Bigfoot, you have the red race, the yellow race, you have the dolphin race.
Oh, that's right. Dolphin race.
You have the Basque race.
I knew there's something.
Yes. And you have the Syrian race.
Where do you see examples of them in this society? Just in the basic premise that we are sitting there talking?
Yes,
deaf.
Partly. But a more purebred person of Syrian race is somebody that lives a long time and is tall. almost beanpole-like.
The Swiss? No.
Scandinavian. Right. They are an example. However, fair skin is not a prerequisite. As has been pointed out, there are different coloured Syrians, not from lounging around in the sun with very little to do for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. So then we part, the black race can get pretty tall.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the gene. I get it. Okay. Oh, by the way.
Yes.
The elves were a race that was here on Earth prior to the arrival of Syrians.
Correct.
Thank you. Thank you for suspending you.
Okay.
I wanted to ask that question, but I couldn't dare.
Live long and prosper. And I'll be back later. Next channeling session, I believe.
Good night, all.
But greetings and felicitations and farewell. I thought that was very nice of him to suspend the rule.
I was too. I was biting my tongue.
No, it's Tia.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to put on the next person. Greetings. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. It's good to see you again. My name, if you haven't heard of me, is Kara. I know you've heard of me, Skip.
Yes.
Now, we've got a little bit of a problem here. Tell me, young lady, how long have you been experimenting with your ability? What I mean is, how long have you been aware that you have talents to help people? I hear you are a potential healer.
You've got healing capability.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That you make people feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you have a little habit of taking energy when you need it from other people. Maybe subconscious.
Subconscious. You don't know you.
Mm-hmm.
Skip had the same problem.
I used to pull energy from everybody.
Mm-hmm. You drain people of energy. And we've got to put a stop to that, because if you carry on doing that at your age, you can hurt yourself, because you're taking all sorts of energy. Now, I'm not telling you off. I'm here to help you. Okay? You can talk to me. I won't bite.
She's my wife.
Yes.
And my soulmate.
Thanks.
So she can help. If anybody can help.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, what we want you to do, right, is first of all, when you feel, do you feel your energy?
Yes,
I do. Do you feel it sometimes sucking into you?
Yes.
Okay, when it sucks into you, right, push it away.
Like what?
How? Just, how do I push it away? Just visualize it going in the opposite direction. Close your eyes for a second, and visualize it going in the opposite direction.
Okay.
For example, if you're pulling energy, let's say, from your mother, right, push it back for her.
Okay.
Because if it becomes a natural thing to do...
But will I waste some of my energy?
You have plenty of energy of your own. You're young.
I've got a solution for you. It's really easy.
Mm-hmm.
When you feel yourself pulling energy in, imagine like a little mirror. Or, like a mirror to reflect light. Imagine yourself holding up a little mirror. And you're just like reflecting the energy, like you would in the sunlight.
What if I hold up a mirror?
Well, not a real mirror. It has to be imaginary. The energy is imaginary.
No, it's not imaginary.
My imaginary friends still know
that. Right.
Yes.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Correct. And that way, boom, there it goes, right back to the
mm-hmm.
scene that's being pulled.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I also heard that when you get Tia told me at the beginning of this channeling that you put your hand on someone's head and it sucks up the energy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's something that we don't recommend.
You can put energy back in that way too.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, it's from energy points within the body. There are 7 energy points.
Is it kind of like a computer that like megabytes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of.
It's like megabytes. It's like, for example, you could say that your 7 energy centers are your, like, the disk drives. You're going to put the disk into.
Oh, like a floppy disk or
Circle disk. Right, you get 7 of those. And see, you're always pulling energy from the world. No, just from the world itself. The sun, plants.
How do I do that?
Well, it's subconscious. The body does it. It's a survival technique. But sometimes you pull it from people and you don't want to, but your body is doing it anyway. So when you feel it coming, you go, oh, wait a minute. I'm not supposed to pull it from people. So then you just hold it from here. And this from the floppy disk cut off at that point, and they just push it back. You got plenty of energy stored up from everywhere else.
My imaginary friend is sitting right here, and she helps me. She goes wherever I go, and she helps me a lot.
Okay, young lady. I'll give you a demonstration of energy. Would you care to sit here, please?
Sure.
Mind your head on the pillow. Okay. Now, feel Mark's hands. We're pumping energy through. Feel how hot they are?
Mm.
Okay. Now, turn your hands like this. Right? Now, feel the energy flowing from one hand to the other. You feel the palms of your hands getting warm.
Yeah.
Okay. That is energy flowing. Right? Now, which hand is it flowing from? Is it from this hand or this hand?
This hand.
Okay. So it's coming out of that hand into this hand.
Yeah, right. It's in this hand. It's coming out. It's getting harder.
Mm-hmm. That's where it's going into. Okay. So what you want to do is when you're pushing energy away, is hold up this hand, the hand that's pushing the energy away. Right? And now you feel the warmth coming from Mark's hand.
Mm-hmm.
And it's overpowering this, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's what you want to do, is you want to push the energy away so that your hand gets very warm like Mark's is.
My hands
are very warm. Okay. Now, the thing to remember is when you're giving energy to other people is you've got to save some for yourself.
Like sharing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you save a little bit for yourself.
That's
you
right.
You still have energy to work and stuff.
That's right. So you don't get, I'm tired. I'm going to sleep.
Like at 1 o'clock in the morning and you stayed up since morning.
Mm-hmm. Or, if you want to go to sleep, you have lots of energy, you just feed that out into the world.
Okay. And when you go to sleep, your energy is gone. And when you wake up, like in the middle of the night, you barely have energy to do stuff.
That's right.
Because your body hasn't got enough sleep in it.
Yeah, and it's recharging. What's actually happening is when you're asleep, is the energy from around you, from the world, is coming into you.
But what happens if your back and your shoulders hurt when you wake up?
That's normally because you slept in an awkward position. But how you can remedy that is simply shrugging your shoulders and moving the neck. Now, it's quite unusual to have 3 healers all in the same place at the same time. But it is important to wash one's hands after healing.
Yes, it is.
Under running water. The tap is running. You put your hands underneath. Shake them dry.
After
you've flicked your fingers off. But when you do that, you're flicking off the last residue of the energy. And it's very important because...
Well, that should be.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It should be natural to do that. Mm-hmm. And then you can dry your hands on a cloth.
Thank you. You've helped me a lot. And I've learned a lot.
Now, what's the most important thing to remember as a healer?
Wash your hands after you're done.
Is it good? Am I doing what is right?
You forget.
Remember that.
It comes with practice.
Okay. Any questions on healing?
Yeah, I have a question, period.
Okay.
Not so much healing. Let me get this straight.
Mm-hmm.
There are billions of people in the world
mm-hmm.
whose heart beat. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's trillions throughout the galaxy whose hearts beat.
Yes.
And zillions of animals and insects
mm-hmm.
whose hearts also beat.
Yes.
And in trees and planets, there's awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And all of that is connected to us, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't believe we've been introduced, have we?
No, it's Shane, my big brother.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Shane.
That's
for you, I have a question.
Let's finish Russ's question. Okay, Russ.
Hi, Russ.
Greetings. Sorry. Sorry, Russ.
Okay, so basically, we're all connected to everybody and everything throughout the galaxies and our planet.
Yes, kind of. You are aware of them and they are aware of you, even if you're not aware of them on the conscious level, subconsciously you are.
Right.
Because everything gives off a life energy that is at one time living or has awareness.
Okay, so in healing, when you're working with people, it's important to remember things like that, that you don't become cut off from them.
That's right.
So you can get more into the healing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I understand.
Okay.
Okay, now I have a question.
I believe the young lady is first.
Is my brother here too?
No, he's not. Because four healers in one household would be a little too much for anybody, what, even us.
Three healers would be enough.
What's she?
He's an astral traveler.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. He travels.
Now, yeah. Skip.
It's not easy.
The American Indians, mm-hmm. or North Continent Indians, mm-hmm. They call them American Indians, have made the comment down through the history of them that they're the only human beings. Is this just their belief?
This just their belief. Now, you have a question?
You can ask me.
Yes, you do have a little bit of an engineering talent. And there is an engineer that you can learn from. And he doesn't live that far away from you.
Who's that?
There is another engineer that you don't get to talk to very much. And she is a very talented engineer.
Yeah.
No.
Kiri.
My own name. My own sister. I apologize.
Well, you can see many goof ups like that.
It got me totally.
Oh, okay. I know the difference. Kiri,
well, the two of you talking
healer.
At the same time.
Kiri irritates Russ.
Yeah, she does irritate Russ from time to time. Yes, Kiri does.
Well, we both go at it with each other a lot. So we try to
sister-in-law,
irritate.
Sister-in-law, right?
Yeah. Sisters, actually.
Yeah, but she's my sister-in-law.
Yeah, that's what I meant, Russ.
Yes. Yeah. Kiri is Russ's sister-in-law. That's she's my younger sister.
So, Russ is... Okay. That's why she teases you all the time. What about Tia?
Tia is...
Best friend of Kiri.
Co-wife.
Huh?
You could say...
Well, I think that best Tia and Mark are married.
Yes.
Mate souls.
Mm-hmm. They're triplet souls.
Triplet, what is that?
It's three. Like twins. Three.
Triple T. Three of the same.
Who, Kiri, Tia,
and Mark. Yes. Okay. Now I'm going to have to hop off.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah. Okay. Russ, see you later.
Got
it. Okay.
It was nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you too. And it's a team effort at the moment. Nice meeting you too. It's a pleasure as always.
Hi,
marshmallows.
You like one?
Give her one.
Yeah.
I'll give you a couple of them. You can go hide.
Two, would you like a...
Oh, two of them. Ooh, I'm honored.
Jumbo marshmallows.
They make funny sounds.
They're what?
They make funny sounds.
No. Can't taste anything, unfortunately.
Doggone it.
At least Mark can.
They're soft.
Yes.
Now, I've got a message relayed from Kiri. And it is a discussion on dude, the term dude.
What?
Well, she wanted to discuss the term dude, or rather make a statement as part of her routine she's been working on. She's noticed that dude can be used in several ways. There's dude, which is a greeting. Mm. And then there's dude, which is, whoa, that's cool. And then there's dude, which is, oh boy, you've messed up big time.
Like,
okay, that was her routine.
How about dude? Which is a question mark.
Yes, see, that's four. That's one she didn't think of. And then she would say, dude. They sound all the same, don't they?
Yeah, it's inflection.
Yes. You see, my language has a lot of inflection. Mm. For example, crap means hello.
Yeah.
Crap means goodbye. It is such a little, tiny inflection.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's frown, which also means goodbye. And then there's frown, which is an actual fact, a bad word to say.
Mm-hmm.
Putting it politely, basically it means go and eat my shorts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I get it a lot. Anyway, Bill, you had a question?
Yes, you did, sorry.
How much more minutes is it?
Probably about 7.5 at my estimate. Okay. And we have one last person. Yes, we have one last person.
Okay. Put her on there.
Yes. She's getting a little bit anxious. Hello. Yes, hello. I sound like my mother, don't I?
Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm. My mother is Kara. My name is Alana, and I believe we've met once before, Skip.
I think we have.
Yes, and I don't think I've met this young lady.
No, it's
and
my
I've been
only
told
second time.
Her name is Velvet and not the other name.
The mm-hmm.
group. Mm-hmm. Or Shane.
This is Alana.
Hello, Shane.
Hello.
Yes, I am what you would call a marine biologist.
Isn't biologist study of life?
That's right. And marine is water.
So you like the water.
That's right. I'm a great swimmer.
She mostly studies dolphins.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. You want yes, moderate? I want to know about... Oh, dang, that's right. You can't use your eyes.
No.
Can Kiri help you out?
No. We tried before in the past with you, Ben.
That's right. That doesn't work. No, yeah, that's all right. It's unimportant anyway. Just about Syrian language. Spelling.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, well. That was the only question I had for the night anyway.
Oh, okay.
How are you, my love?
I'm fine.
This is my other wife, by the way.
It's a little bit complicated. Mistress.
Mm-hmm. A daughter and a wife?
It's complicated.
No, it's not my daughter. It's Kara's daughter.
Oh.
Yes. I'm old enough to be Russ's sister.
Mm-hmm. It's a long story.
Mm.
We'll go over it sometime.
We I know. You can have two wives in their dimension.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or if I wanted, I could have two husbands. On our planet, we cleaned up our gene pool. There is no longer negative genes that cause problems. We have sickness. We have people that get colds. We have people that get flu. We have people that their bodies go wrong. But we don't have children that, yes, that are handicapped.
Well, see, they're more advanced than we are.
We weeded it out.
Scientifically, you know, more technical. Like, say, for example, we live back in the pioneer days, right? We didn't have stoves or any TV, not like that. And then we see a culture that has not only stoves and TVs, but they have computers and microwaves and stuff. And we're going, whoa,
and
that's advanced, yeah. Right? And that's what they are to us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're older. They have much more experience than we do. Yes. We're a very young race compared to that.
Mm-hmm.
Do they stay young? Do you guys stay young?
Yes.
For how long?
Normally it lasts about, I should say, about 300 years before we need to be rejuvenated.
They can live for 1,000 years.
Yes.
But see, their technology is such that after 300 years, when their bodies start getting older, mm-hmm. they just have it rejuvenated back to, say, 18 or so.
Thank you.
Yes, I know.
No.
No, not that's too young. But yeah. 18 or so, and you start over again back to 300 to 600.
Mm-hmm.
And you get rejuvenated and back up to 900 or 1,000. Kind of.
Yes.
Nah, that'd be boring.
Mm-hmm. Happen to go through school all over again?
Potty training.
Spanked and booty.
Right, yeah,
actually, you retain.
After you've been 300 years old, you don't want to be spanked for anything.
No, you can't be rejuvenated to a juvenile or a prepubescent individual due to the fact of. The cranium problem is that you keep your brain and your memories, and to rejuvenate that back to a child.
Yeah, you need the same size brain.
My teacher? Well, she hasn't been rejuvenated.
No,
yet.
But she would. I'm just a youngster.
Yeah, she hasn't even reached...
55?
In her years, she's 35, but she looks 18.
Well, thank you. Now, my grandfather has currently gone in for a rejuvenation.
How old is Tanaka, anyway?
I don't know. You'd have to ask her.
Like 500, 600, I think.
No, I don't think he's quite that old. Oh. More go back to the age of about 30.
So he's getting married.
Yes.
And his wife's really young. Oh, it connects.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Her,
yes,
her,
it is very
her
nice.
Grandfather.
Hey, can I go do that?
If you want, we can get a UFO down, and then I'm joking.
Can I do that?
Sure. Do you want to be 18 again?
Or 30?
Yeah, it's a nice age. I like being 30.
You die, do you go back, do you go in a dimension?
You go to a point where you rest. Your spirit.
I'm 60. I'll be 62 this year.
And Kara's going, hello, Perspective. You're going, stop those kid.
Yeah, I know. But our people don't think that way.
No. The most important rule to not aging is in here.
Right. See, up there, see, if we got to be, you know, say, 100 years old, and we rejuvenate ourselves back to, say, 20 years old, well, we're rejuvenating ourselves back 20 years old here on Earth with all its problems and everything. Up there, they don't have all these problems that we've got.
Like, they don't have gangs.
Yeah, right. They don't have gangs, nothing, right. So they don't even have money. So they rejuvenate from 300 back to 20.
Trade services.
Trade services.
So trade services. Mm-hmm. For example,
they have nothing.
Well, you have skills. Yeah. You know, you can build stuff or heal people or something. Mm-hmm. That's a skill.
I'm a healer.
Right. So you could get food for being able to heal people.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And what Kiri does is she also designs clothing. And what she will do is she will design for the beach area swim gear. And her designs are very popular and very well sought after. So she gets the fabric from somebody that she will give, let's say, 5 swimsuits to that person to do with whatever they wish to do with them. And they, in turn, give her the fabric to make, let's say, 100. Mm-hmm. Then she designs 100 and makes them, and she sends them off, and she gets things that she wants in return.
Plus, a lot of people up on Hades Base work on Hades Base. Some of them work on helping protect Earth. Some of them help in various services up on Hades Base to keep everything running well.
And some of us work on studying life forms for general knowledge, and others design things, and other people analyze what's going on your planet.
Right.
So Russ, don't you have 2 children that come from Hades?
3 children. I also have a child with Alana here called Miranda, the daughter.
We have David and Michael.
David
They're
and
twins.
Michael, right.
Yes. On my home planet, the deepest ocean is 39,000 your feet.
But up on Hades Base, they have a lake, which she works at, called Lake Dolphin.
That's about 6 miles. Okay. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to start cutting this down if we can,
okay.
If you don't mind.
Certainly.
I've got to get down the hill.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I have one more question before we leave.
Okay.
I was going to ask you your highest mountain, because our highest mountain in the whole entire world is Mount Everest.
Mm-hmm.
It's yours.
Oh, crikey. I don't know. I very rarely just go up into the mountains, even though my family is from the highlands. Mm-hmm. So I really don't know. You'd have to ask Kara.
Oh, okay.
Or Kiri.
Thank you.
I'm going to have to put Mark down because T is pointing over to the monitor, and he's down to about 20, how many percent? 23.5% energy.
Okay.
Which means he's getting very low on energy.
Well, thank you, Alana.
Okay.
Thank you. It's nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you guys. Too. Bye.
Bye, love. See you later.
Okay. Well, we're going to wrap up the channeling session as we're getting down to low level in energy.
Okay. We'll go level on tape too.
Okay, well, the tape's almost over anyway.
Right.
So, we'll see you guys later.
Thank you.
Farewell.
Bye to you.
Good night.
Got to get rid of them, otherwise it messes up Mark's energy when he comes back. Bye.
Bye. Bye.